Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, motivational speaker, minister, child of God. I'm a sister. I'm an encourager. I am a friend. I am Nicole Cleveland, and I come to you each Thursday, and we bring you real testimonies of individuals just like yourself, people that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, but are here to tell the story, to let you know that you too can make it, that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. So may I encourage you to hang on in there, my brother, my sister. Trouble don't last always, and joy does come in the morning, but we have to decide what our morning is. If our morning is this morning, or if it's tomorrow morning, or if it's right now, we make that choice, and we decide if we want to do better. If you have a powerful testimony, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. Your story is not for yourself. Yes, God did it for you. He brought you through, but he brought you through so you can help somebody else. So if that's you, connect with me. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click the share your story so we can highlight you and we can spotlight you and we can share your story so there will be hope out here because somebody somewhere is crying the same tears that you cried and is up all night and not able to sleep just like you once were. So come on over to our show. Follow us on our social media outlets. At Breathe Again on Twitter and at Nicole C. Online on Twitter, as well as our Facebook community, Breathe Again Mag. You know, we're just here trying to tell the story to provide hope to a hopeless generation. So to God be the glory for what he's already done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I'm a little bit flustered right now because today is my baby girl's birthday, and she's 10 years old today. Woo-hoo! So happy birthday, Nana. Happy birthday. We're going to do some cake after I get off the show, but I wanted to jump on the line and bring you this powerful testimony. Today's show is going to be phenomenal. I met this young man on Twitter. Never met him face-to-face, but he has a powerful story, powerful story. He is the author of Choices. He has been there, done that, wrote the book, and is ready to tell the story on what God has done for him. You know, a lot of times we think that we have to be raised on the wrong side of the tracks, or what is the wrong side of the tracks, you know? We have to be raised in an environment that causes us to make bad choices, but that's not true. Sometimes we are brought up the right way. We have godly people in our lives. We've been taught the right way, and we still make a choice to do wrong. So that's why I'm bringing Gregory on the line today, and he is the author of Choices. And I'm going to bring him on the line right now. Gregory, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I just want you to tell the world a little bit about who you are. I said something brief. You're an author. You are a speaker. You are dynamic in your own right to help others that have overcome addiction. So tell the world, who exactly are you?
Well, my name is Gregory McDowell. You know, I'm an ex-addict. I'm an ex-con. You know, I'm an author, I'm a friend, I'm a brother, you know, I'm an uncle, you know, and I'm blessed, you know, and I want to thank God and I want to thank you for having me on your show. You know, I made a lot of bad choices in my life, you know, and I heard you speak of choices, but I want the listeners to know that choice can be something simple, you know. You know, I made a simple choice 25 years ago, but it was a bad choice. And that choice was to skip school, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was simple, you know, but one bad choice led to another bad choice, to another bad choice, and before I knew it, I was addicted to drugs. Just because I decided to skip school one day, you know, so the choice doesn't have to be something major. It can be something simple, you know.
It's super simple. Something simple, something simple. Tell us a little bit about your background. You were raised in a good home, you know. You were taught right way.
Yes, ma'am. I was raised in a home with two parents, my mother and my father, you know, and they provided for me and they cared for me and they loved me. And instead of me looking to them and allowing them to be people that I looked up to, I looked up to the guys in the streets, you know. I didn't want to be like my mom and daddy, you know. Their life was boring. All they did was go to work and come home and lock the doors, and when people knock on the door, they wouldn't answer. You know, that was boring to me, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I would walk to school and walk home from school, you know, I would see the guys on the street corner, you know. I would see the hustlers, you know. I would see the pimps, and, you know, their life was fascinating. You know, their life was exciting. You know, but what I didn't know, their life was full of misery and pain, you know. Mm-hmm. And see, I found that out later once I got into the trap. See, the trap is set by showing you the so-called good things, you know, the cars, you know, the gold, the money, the women. But when you get in the web and you really see what it's about, you try to get out. You try to escape, but it's too late because you're already tangled up in it. You understand? I was addicted to drugs, but I wasn't just addicted to drugs. I was addicted to the lifestyle. Okay. You know, you say to yourself and you ask, well, why can't this person stop? Well, why can't this person just leave us alone? And the reason is because they're just not addicted to the drugs. They're addicted to their surroundings. You know, that's addictive. You understand? The chaos, the misery, the suffering, the pain, it's addictive, you know. Now, mm-hmm. you may not be able to understand that because mm-hmm. you may have never been there. But someone who has been there, done that, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. It's sort of like it pulls you. It's captivating. So you want to be part of it. So, Gregory, what was your drug of choice?
My drug of choice was crack cocaine, man. You know, I started smoking crack cocaine at the age of 15, you know, and it was just a weekend thing, you know. But my mother had always told me one thing lead to another. You know, you're smoking this reefer now and you're drinking this alcohol now, but it's going to go to something bigger, something more powerful. And she was right. You know, one thing led to another. And before I knew it, you know, I was addicted as a teenager. You know, and my life just spiraled. It spiraled out of control. You know, I was homeless at an early age. I went to prison when I was 17, you know. And one would think when these things are occurring in my life that, okay, it's time for me to step back and look at this picture. Do I really want to be a part of this picture? But I didn't do that. You know, I told all kind of lies to get back in good with my parents. You know, I did what they wanted me to do to get back in the door. And, you know, I didn't change. You know, see, change is hard, but what's harder is the lifestyle that I was living. It's hard to be homeless. It's hard being an addict. You know, it's hard not having nowhere to lay your head at night. You know, it's hard when you try to come up with the money to provide for your habit. You know, mm-hmm. that's hard. See, change, it's hard because I was used to doing something for so long, but it's a process. Nothing happens overnight. I didn't become an addict overnight, so my life didn't transform overnight. I'm still in the process. I'm still in the process now of changing. You know, somebody asked me a question, and I forget what the question is, but I do know what my answer was. Mm-hmm. I will be in this process until the day I die. Wow. Because, see, I was doing what I was doing for 26 years. That's all I knew how to do, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's gonna take me the rest of my life to keep getting over the hump, because I understand that it's a process, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I still have addictive ways. You know, I still pull junkie stunts. You know, I still, you know, someone can ask me to do something for them, but in the back of my mind, how is this going to benefit me? You understand what I'm saying? But I'm aware that that's my enemy. That's not me.
Wow.
That's my enemy. See, right now, my enemy is in a cage within me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I have the key to set him free. See, he can't get out that cage unless I set him free. See,
right.
So the way that I set him free is if I act out my thoughts. You
right,
understand
right,
what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I used to do in the past. I used to act out my thoughts. But now what I do is I sit down and I play the picture all the way out. You
right,
understand
right.
what I'm saying?
So, Gregory, I think that you can identify that behavior, that addict behavior in other people where some mothers would not be able to identify it or some other people wouldn't be able to identify that. Let's go back a little bit because you were raised in the church. You said your mother and father were in the church and they were strong in the church. When you became addicted, you started using at 15. So you were still going to church as well. And I bring that up because we are going to church on Tuesdays or Wednesdays and we're going to church on Sundays and this is happening each and every week. So how can a mother identify the behavior? They may know that something is off, something is wrong with their child. How can they identify if their child is using or not?
Well, the main way you can identify is if the person begins to snap at little petty stuff, you know, create an argument out of little things that don't even matter. You know, the appearance starts to fade, you know. Then, along with the appearance, those standards and morals and values that you've instilled in your kid, they deteriorate, okay?
Right.
But the main way to know that something is wrong is when your child or your whoever it is blows their handle about something that's really nothing. You know, and that's the excuse. That's really the excuse to get out and go do what I want to do. I just need to go off on somebody to make that happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Pick a fight, something like that.
That's right. That's the main thing right there. That's it.
Well, Gregory, what was your turning point? When did you said you were addicted for 26 years? So what was your rock bottom? When did you decide that, hey, I need to get it together, I need to change? What made you make the choice to do better?
What made me make the choice was I had a brief relapse after my mom had passed, okay? My mom had passed maybe about 5 years ago. But I had a brief relapse after she passed. And before she passed, many years before, I had prayed to God and I asked God, look, God, just let me be straight when my mom and daddy leave here. You know, let me be doing the right thing. And little did I know, God helped me get back on my feet, put me on the right track. And shortly after, my mom passed. So I sidestepped briefly and I was in the park asleep. And I just said, God, man, why do I keep, you know, going through these same emotions? You know, you don't like me. What do I got a curse on me? Or, you know, and he didn't give me the answer immediately. But it was later on, maybe a day or two later. And he told me, he said, because you're not learning all the chances that I done gave you through your life, all the bullets that you ducked, you know, all the people that was after you that you slipped away from. That was me giving you those chances. Every time I fell, he picked me up. Every time I fell in the hole, he helped me out. And the reason why, because I wasn't learning. And I told myself, I said, I don't want to die an addict. You know, I want to be on my feet when I leave. I want people to be able to say, yeah, Gregory went through this in his life, but when Gregory left him, Gregory wasn't doing that. This is what Gregory was doing. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what made me decide to change.
Amen, amen. So, Gregory, I'll ask you a question in regards to dealing with an addict in your family or a loved one. A lot of times people will say, tough love, let them go, let them fall, Don't give them anything because they're just going to use. Don't even help them. Yeah. Let them hit rock bottom. What are your views on that? What are your views on that?
That is the only way to deal with an addict. See, an addict is like none other that you have ever dealt with. He is cunning, conniving, scheming, and sometimes evil, okay? The best thing that you can do for an addict is pray for them, but just do it on the other side of the street. You understand what I'm saying? When you pray for them on the other side of the street, because an addict is going to, he is gonna manipulate and twist any given situation to benefit him. You understand what I'm
saying?
Tough love, that's all you can do. You know, no matter what you threaten them with, no matter what you give them, no matter what you promise them, they're not going to change, okay? And the only way change is going to come is you have to accept responsibility. See, that's what I was running from. Yeah, that's what I was running from those 26 years. See, when you think about it, when I was out there doing what I was doing, I didn't have any responsibility. I didn't have to answer to nobody. I didn't have to pay no bills. I didn't have to provide for nobody. And half of the time, I didn't take care of me. You understand what I'm saying? So the reason an addict just keep going and keep going and keep going, they don't want to accept responsibility. Okay? And see, that's what I have done. That's what I have done today by the grace of God. I've learned to accept my responsibility. Okay? I'm responsible for me.
Good.
Responsible for my life. I'm responsible for my choices. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen. That's real good, real good. Now, Gregory, tell the audience how they can purchase your book, how they can learn more about you. How can someone go out here and purchase Choices and support the cause that you're doing?
You have to purchase Choices online at inspiringvoices.com, Amazon, Kindle, or BarnesandNobles.com. You know, I wasn't able to put it into a paperback, you know, but my second book, which will be out in July, it will be electronic and in book form, you know.
Amen.
And the title to that is Chosen Path. Chosen Path informs you of the addict. The same question you just asked me a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen Path, I speak about the mindset of an addict and tell my readers the ways of an addict. You know, it's all about the addict, you know.
That's
good. So that's what's coming for my readers next.
Yeah. And where are you located at, Gregory?
I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay, West Palm Beach, Florida. Well, Gregory, that has been our time. I thank you so much for sharing with us on today, telling us about your story, and giving us tips on what we can look for if we have a loved one that's addicted and how we can deal with them and handle them and what signs to look for. So I just bless God for your journey, what you've done, and I congratulate you for continuing to tell the story to help others. So God bless you, Gregory.
God bless you too, man. God bless you.
Amen, amen. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. I know you were blessed by Gregory. Go out there and pick up his book, Choices. You can get that online. Google him, Google Choices, Google Gregory McDowell, and support the cause. And you know what? I always say to God be the glory for great things that he has done, he's doing, and he's going to do. I will see you next week, same time, same day. You be blessed and enjoy the rest of your evening because it is absolutely beautiful in the city of Richmond. So bye-bye. Have a good evening.
I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that.